Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Rap, 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 gonna do a little rap. Rap, 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 gonna do a little rap. I'm gonna do a little rap, gonna put me on the map. Gonna see the mop hat rat and the take, put, make it into a hat.
They say they never. Oh, that's a great it's a great riddle, Alistair.
Right? Yeah.
Right. What can you put on a map but never see on a map? No, that's terrible.
A rat. Was that what it was?
Because it runs away whenever you turn the light on.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking laminating. Plastic, film, a transparent plastic film. Isn't that a good riddle? What can you put onto something but not see it? Or a clear thing that you can't see? Oh,
yes,
God, I love riddles.
But the thing is about clear things is that you can also see them.
You can see them, yeah. You can definitely tell they're there with your eyes, which in a way is a kind of seeing, I suppose
seeing it is seeing.
Is sensing things by letting your eye brush against them, so you poke them, right? So your eye gets scratched and poked by the things, by the objects. Is that seeing?
Like right? Seeing somebody's
finger. By your definition of seeing, that you just said, that it's sensing things, telling things are there with your eyes, is that seeing?
So like cutting your eye with like the corner of a laminated map.
Yeah, exactly. Would you say that
laminating
map
really invisible if you can sense it with your eye by cutting your eye?
Slicing into the corner with the sharpened corner.
Corneria.
Your eye is round. It doesn't have any corners, but it does have corneas. Isn't that ironic? It has a corner ear, and yet it's an eye. Kill me.
Is it?
Kill me. I want to be dead.
Andy. No, you're more alive than you've ever been.
Oh, dear.
Corn ear. Is that what it says? Is that how it's spelled? Corn ear.
No, it's not. Cornea.
No.
It's not even spelt that way. That's how good this is.
I think it's cornea is a Spanish word. Cornear and it says atacar un animal con los cuernos, and it means to gore.
Oh, to cornea. Well, then you could say that you corneared your cornea with the corner of the map. You could say that. You could say that
if you were speaking Spanglish
or having some kind of a mental episode.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, episode one.
Mental episode one.
Or the mental pilot.
I wouldn't say I had a mental episode, but let's just call it a mental proof of concept. You know, a mental sizzle reel. That's funny. I don't know what it is. It's a mental clip show. I don't know if this was a mental. They should call. Oh, this is grim. They should call if going a little bit bonkers is a mental episode. Then they should call committing suicide a mental feature length finale. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. I mean, you could just say going completely insane as a mental box set.
Yeah, it's good.
it's the complete series.
And DVD commentary.
Yes, I'm having a mental box. Yes, a mental box set. Well, he had a mental episode, mate. He had the full box set.
That's you've done it, Alistair. You've tied a tight little bow on it. Not too tight, just tight enough that it gives you a small amount of thrill of semi-asphyxiation. That's
What were we talking about right before that? We're talking about invisible things. Cutting your corner is seeing, cutting is touching things with your eyes, seeing.
Yeah,
and I think that there's something in that.
I wonder if the pain receptors for your eyeball, I wonder if they're all jumbled, like the nerves that carry that information. I wonder if they're all in with the optic nerve, right? Do they all go in together? Or maybe they come in from the side where your eyeball is sort of attached on those sort of little gimbally bits.
If you had a pin and it went into your eye, or let's say you were walking by a fence that had some barbed wire up the top and you... caught some of the barbed wire with your conjunctiva.
Oh, wow. I'm enjoying picturing this.
Do you think that if this pin or barb touched your light sensors in your eye, would they hurt? Would they send a pain signal? Do they double up? You know, Are they a triple, a double threat?
Can they adapt to the scenario? Because
we do know that when you get like one of those swollen taste buds, you know, on your tongue, that really hurts.
That hurts like crap.
That hurts. So there is. It's not just a bud, a taste bud. It's a taste and pain bud.
What is going on when one of the taste buds just goes nuts like that?
It's actually a touch bud. Which is, you know, I used to have one back at uni. Me and a woman had an arrangement.
I thought it was just when two friends.
I suppose we were also taste buds. We were taste and touch buds, I guess.
Why is nobody grinding spices into their mouths? Why is nobody doing that? You've got to. Why isn't it
before kissing?
Isn't there a garnish for the tongue?
Yes, you know? or just a
sprig of parsley on the tongue.
No, but just salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper, sure. The master spice.
Yeah. Why? What is it called?
Master spice. I think we call pepper the master spice.
Seasoning the mouth. Right. I mean, only mint. That's really the only one we do. The only herb that goes into the mouth. But
and then just sort of day-old mouth taste, which we all pretend not to notice. But sometimes we do.
Seasoning the mouth before kissing. Because, I mean, it is just having some raw meat. It should be called sort of a tongue tartare.
Tongue tartare.
Or tongue sashimi.
That makes me think, but tartare's all sort of mashed up, basically, isn't it? Mashed meat. And then tongue tartare.
I mean, I think it can be sliced. I think it can be sliced.
I think you should marinate the tongue by filling your mouth with lemon juice.
Soy sauce and garlic.
Soy sauce. Just holding it in your mouth. You put honey. Your mouth closed. You've gone through the whole date without opening your mouth.
Because
you're letting the tongue marinate.
Yeah. So they could. Honey, soy. What do you like?
Honey, soy.
What do you
soy.
Like, babe? Honey, soy? What do you like, honey, soy? Tongue before kissing.
You may now kiss the bride, and the bride lies back with her head on a small table.
And they lie back.
Tray
the
of condiments
head,
and mustard.
Or just a head.
A human head. Now, there was something we were talking about moments before the podcast began that I thought, I'll bring that with me into the pod, and yet it's already been wiped from my brain. It took me 2 seconds. I've got to stop focusing on it for that long. That's how fragile the consciousness is. What if my sense of self was like that? And I didn't stop. If I didn't keep thinking about it, it just slipped away. It could happen.
I'm sorry, I'm writing down sketch ideas. So I'm glad that you're feeling about forgetting. the forget fill. It's amazing how many things you can remember about forgetting.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, of course.
Touch and taste. But
we were talking about that private thing between you and me, Alistair, that the listeners don't need to know about. Our personal some of our personal interactions. We were discussing those serious matters in depth.
Yeah.
And then...
And now we have to not say something that's in any way related to that. And then, that's right. And then we had an idea about how we're spies who are traitors to their country. That's right.
Well, you were talking, this is a riddle you came up with, Alistair and I, we're now no longer comedians. We're now in the riddle business.
We're riddlers.
We're professional riddlers.
We're puzzle cuzzles.
I think that would be a great, what happened to the riddler? Once upon a time, people were writing riddles all the time. Now, yeah. Now, I mean, now it's bad. Oh, now we're latter day riddlers.
Yeah,
but
latter
yeah,
day
why did
riddler.
It, why did it go out of business? Were you going to say why it went out of business, Alistair?
Well, I was just suggesting that, you know, like a lot of comics and stuff like that, they used to be, in newspapers all the time, and they would get, you know, they would, what's that thing where they end up in lots of newspapers and they, in you know, they're...
Syndicated.
Syndicated, you know, and things like that. And there was a whole industry that fed into that, you know?
Yes, and, of course.
But, you know, with the death of the money going into print media, things like that, and them not being really willing to pay for that kind of stuff anymore, well, riddles, the Riddler, like a coal miner, was very reluctant to be retrained and have to do something new. So instead he became angry.
I mean, it's a bizarre sort of little thing. That it's a unit of frustration, really, a riddle. It's like, do you enjoy the feeling of being frustrated? Well, here we go. Have I got the thing for you?
A riddle.
Janice is 8 years older than her brother-in-law, Mike. Whenever a riddle starts like that with something about somebody's age, I'm already angry. I'm like, I'm not going to get this one. There's no way. You're just going to make me now feel bad. That's what this is.
Saga.
You know what'll piss you off? Saga. What did you say, Saga?
Saki, America great again.
Are we going to get hats made up or something now, I suppose?
Yeah, we have to.
It's not even sake. It's not even sake to rhyme with make.
America great again. Sake.
Does sake have an accent over the E?
We should. I mean, it's usually spelt in Japanese. So...
A Japanese accent, you reckon?
So that, and accents don't really appear in English. So that means that we've taken a Japanese word from the French.
We didn't
need to do that.
we've taken the Japanese word, right? And then we've looked into our English toolkit and we've said we don't have all the pieces needed. But I believe the French manufacture an E that could be useful in this situation. We have to get an aftermarket, a grey import of an aftermarket French accent.
Well, and we already have French suppliers, you see.
It is like a little spoiler, isn't it, on the back of a car.
Oh, yes.
The accent.
Yes, Bublé's got one.
Bublé's got one to help him go faster.
Help him keep his grip on the road. To the top of the old show tunes industry.
Yeah. How did he do that?
Well, there wasn't a lot of people doing it anymore.
And that's exactly it. The man's a fucking genius.
Yeah.
You're like, what do old women love? Right? A nice boy who sings show tunes.
Yeah.
Not show tunes so much as, is it standards? Would you call it more like standards? American standards?
Yes. Yeah, from the old American songbook.
What kind of song do you like? Oh, standards. Standard ones. Just a normal standard song. One standard song, please.
From the book of American Unusuals.
Custom.
The American Unusuals songbook.
Hey, look.
Tubby, you're going down to the soup bar. Eat soup, going out to soup. Going out soup, gonna have soup, drinking up soup. Filling up the walls and using them for biomass to keep the house warm when the sun hits the wall.
Yeah, in a way, you're like Michael Bublé because you've also discovered something that nobody else is doing, and that's great. That's a great first step. Now, the next thing is to find out: is anybody buying that? Is anybody interested? But I think it's good.
Anybody buying this? What the American the American songbook the songbook of American unusuals?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or does anybody want to listen to it? Does anybody want to take their mother and their maiden aunt?
Yeah.
My maiden aunt. This is my aunt, and she's untouched. She's. If anyone's wondering about my aunt.
Yes. And if anyone likes my aunt and virginity.
I'm not very close to my aunt. You're not going to like this joke, Alistair. I'm not very close to my aunt. We only have a very formal relationship. She's more of an not.
Doesn't work with my accent.
Yeah, aunt. I know. Yeah. Aunt.
Aunt.
Doesn't really work she's with more my of accent a, either.
Not. Is not. Aren't. My aren't.
Have you written down the book of American?
I haven't written it down. I wasn't going to write it down. But
you think
you've got to
write down the American Unusuals songbook, because the book of American standards, which I don't even know if it really is a thing, but the idea of American standards suggests, it implies, it's that type of comedy, right, where you take a thing that exists and suggest that it implies the existence of the other thing, as if all Venn diagrams are complete.
Sort of like the way the cable cars imply that one day we'll have wireless cars.
Yeah.
Bluetooth cars.
Bluetooth cars. We'll be able to have Starlink cars. We'll be able to have terrestrial cars. We'll be able to have broadcast. Before that, we had broadcast cars.
Broadcast.
Wait. We'll have...
I have these pills, like they're not pills, but they're tablets for indigestion.
Sound like pills to me.
Well, they're big tablets that it's mostly about the dust, the dust is in there and it's probably just bicarb soda.
Yeah.
And then it just settles your, like a Tums or a Quickies.
Yep.
Anyway, I have them on my desk. And sometimes I just can't, I without paying attention, I start chewing on one like it's candy. And then I go, that's medicine.
Mm. It's salt. It's chalky. It's quite chalky, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a chalky thing. But it has, it would have a little bit of sweetness in there.
Yeah, sure. But the chalkiness is the dominant feature, I would say. And that chalkiness is not something that's really utilized. It's something the tongue is definitely able to recognize. It's part of the palate. The tongues can spot chalkiness.
That's true.
There are no chefs out there utilizing that as a or maybe those
as a texture.
You know, when you get a packet of Whiz Fizz and it comes with that sort of little paddle stick thing that you can eat. Those are quite chalky.
I don't remember the paddle stick that you... But also the Whiz Fizz is pretty chalky.
No, I don't think the Whiz Fizz itself is chalky. It's powdery, but it's not chalky in any way. Yeah, I don't believe.
I find it very difficult to find a difference between chalky and powdery.
We got some Pop Rocks the other day. Have you had Pop Rocks recently?
I've had them in the last 3-4 months.
decided they wanted to do chores to earn money. So I made them pick up rocks in the garden, right? Yeah. And then we went straight to the shop and bought pop rocks. So yeah. It was an entirely rock-based sort of economy
that
we were living in.
What did you listen to on the way there? The soundtrack
the American
from School
Unusual,
of Rock.
The American Unusual songbook.
Frank Zappa.
And then I wanted to know how pop rocks work. Do you want to guess how pop rocks work? Do you have a theory about how they work?
Oh, let's see. Maybe something reacts with the tongue and releases a gas. And then, but the things are kind of like, the pop rocks are themselves kind of a bit like volcanic rock. And so they've got air bubbles in there. And then that expands and then breaks open the stuff, maybe? I don't know.
You're completely correct.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. They have compressed inside the little crystals of sugar. They have compressed carbon dioxide bubbles, like frozen into the stuff. And as it dissolves, it weakens the sugar and the carbon dioxide explodes and expands, basically, like an underwater submarine. No, not quite like that. It would be the opposite.
No,
that's
an
implosion.
More of an implosion.
Yeah,
but this is, yeah, I thought that maybe the reaction with the tongue was producing a gas, whereas they've already got the compressed gas.
And see, this is what I thought, the reaction was produced by something reacting with the tongue, or maybe the tongue was dissolving, and I think this might be what happens in sherbet, where the tongue dissolves some sort of acid and some sort of base into a liquid so that they can combine together and cause a chemical reaction. But there's no chemical reaction in pop rocks. You actually said this exactly, the correct explanation, that they've got little gas bubbles in the rocks.
Yeah, I said that as well as thinking that somehow we were producing more gas, and that's what was breaking it rather than the weakening of the walls.
Mm.
You know, if anything, I thought the saliva was going to make the walls stronger.
That's what it does at my house.
What, when I'm licking the walls?
When I'm licking the walls.
Come on, kids, lick the walls. Make it stronger. That's what those birds that make those saliva-based nests?
Yeah, swallows. Ironically, they should call them spits, shouldn't they?
Spits.
Write it down.
Write it down? I mean, all right.
That's crazy, isn't it? Like the one bird that makes its nest out of spit, and we called it a swallow.
Yeah, that is. I mean, it could have been like calling a big guy Tony.
Yeah, maybe it is. Oh, Bluey over here.
Are you talking about the dog?
Yeah, we're talking about the dog. We call him Bluey, but he's actually a dog. Isn't that crazy? Those ironic names.
Because he's not. He's not the color blue at all.
No.
Blue.
He's colored blue, but he isn't the color blue, is he? Isn't that crazy? Like you call something a blue car, but it's not. It's not. No, that doesn't make sense.
A car is blue.
That car is blue. Is it? This is good content. This is good content. Is it? It's the car is blue. Is it?
Yeah.
Don't think so. I think it's a car. Actually,
is
this anything?
I do. I'm really enjoying it. It's a guy who can't get past this weird philosophical idea that something is like the example of what blue is, that it can't be more than one thing.
Yeah,
it's a car. Well, I mean, blue. What do you think? Is it? Is it? It's a blue car, but is it more car or is it more blue?
I mean, would you say I'm going to go to work in blue now, honey? No, that would be crazy. So let's just. I mean.
It's not blue. It's a car. Blue is a color.
I don't think. I mean, this is.
You can't
this is,
use a color for anything.
It almost feels like a philosophical concept, but I think it's too stupid to be philosophical.
Andy, too stupid is one of the few things that is still funny.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying that that the idea of this being a philosophical distinction or a philosophical idea, I mean, it's really philosophy for the really stupidest people. You know, those things on Twitter have been going around of like, who's a stupid idea person's idea of a smart person?
Yeah.
I want to tweet that, but just with a picture of myself, because I think some people do think I'm smart,
yeah,
right? But I'm not. But also, I think I'm smart, right?
Yeah, and you're a stupid person.
But I'm stupid.
Yeah.
But then I was like, oh, this involves tweeting a picture of myself, and that's so sort of.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nauseatingly self-involved. Why would anybody want to see that?
And I guess in it, it's like you're saying that people think that you're smart.
Yeah, or that people think about me at all.
Yeah. I know. It's the whole thing. Everything is fraught. But, you know, if you want to get out there, you got to go into that fraught territory. You got to go into that minefield.
You've got to be prepared to wade out into the forbidden zone. The zone of...
Is it similar to that forbidden? What was the forbidden zone in Planet of the Apes? You know how they were just like, oh, you can't leave this small area.
I've never seen Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. But what do you think it is?
Oh, what I think it is. I mean, maybe there were lots of other human relics, right? Because it doesn't make sense that the only thing that remains is the top of the Statue of Liberty.
Have you ever seen this? By the way, this is something I thought of this the other day, where you go to New York City and you look at the Statue of Liberty and you go, ah, it was Earth all along. You animals.
Oh, I think that's a really funny thing to put at the end of any film or TV show. Doesn't even have to be a comedy. Okay?
Yeah.
Just any film piece of content. At the end, if there's a shot of the Statue of Liberty and you fall to your knees and scream in the realization that I'm going to explain your joke, Alistair, that despite all the other evidence that suggests this was the case, it was only seeing the Statue of Liberty that would convince you that it was Earth all along. So what happened? They went out on a spaceship. I haven't seen the film. They went out on a spaceship, right? They landed on a planet. They woke up from cryostasis or whatever. They crash landed on a planet. They're like, oh, this planet's covered in apes, right?
Yeah, they kind of get captured by apes.
No realization, no thought that this is Earth for ages. And then... At the end, you see the Statue of Liberty, and you're like, even though, right, on this planet, they had breathable atmosphere and all the same trees and everything. And they had apes, just like we have them, except
they're a bit different.
These ones are riding horses, right? But they do have horses, and they have saddles and all the same horse
stuff. That should have been a giveaway, the horse.
Well, I think the horse, maybe. But then, it's not until you see the Statue of Liberty that you think that it's Earth.
They had similar houses, not that similar, but they had prisons and stuff like that. You know, you think that there would, another species would have come up with something a little bit different.
So prisons, I don't know. Yeah. I wonder if prisons might be a universal constant.
Yeah, you think it's one of those concepts like evolution? It's just one of those things
prisons just arise. They're an emergent phenomenon, but you can't stop them.
If somebody's bad, just move them away from everybody.
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just I mean, I think they probably do it in baboon society. There are outcasts in baboon society.
Baboon. Do you think they put them in little jails in baboon?
Baboon. I don't think they put them in little jails, no.
Yours does sound like, when you say it, sounds like something is bouncing.
Baboon. 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 It's fun baboon. To say.
Yeah. Because, you know, I say baboon.
Baboon.
You say, baboon.
I'm fine with that. You're allowed to do that, Alistair.
Argue with me, you fuck.
Argue with me. Try to tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. You coward.
Wait, you don't agree with me. I know you don't agree with me. I know this is eating you up inside.
Okay, so then, yeah, I think you're probably right. I think it was probably because there was some evidence of the old world or something like that in that forbidden area, and that's probably why they didn't want people to go there. But it didn't seem like it was very far away from like their base and stuff. It's actually another movie that looks like it might be filmed like in the kind of place where they would film westerns and stuff, because it's kind of dusty. Very dusty.
Yeah, right.
That's what sucks is that even on other planets, there's just going to be boring like sand and rocks and dust and stuff.
That does suck. I mean, that's going to be mostly what there is. Like, you look at Mars and it's all that. I mean, Mars would be an amazing place to film a Western.
Pretty perfect place.
You know, in Martian Italy, Westerns? They were called spaghetti Westerns.
Yeah.
What would you call them on Mars, do you think?
Let's see. What do we normally eat on Mars? Sachets of dehydrated food Westerns.
Great. It's an astronaut ice cream Western.
Or like that bacteria, dried out bacteria that I've reconstituted Western.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's catchy.
What about dehydrated spaghetti Western?
Good. What about this alphabetti spaghetti Western? What do you think that would be?
I like that. It's a kids. It's for kids.
I think it would be.
But Italian kids.
Yeah, and all the characters.
Oh, no, American Italians.
Right, yeah. Characters, because character is another word meaning letter.
Yeah.
Right? All the characters are, I guess, letters of the alphabet. I mean, it feels a bit obvious, right? Like you do it, I guess Sesame Street are the only people who could do this. We'll have to sell this idea to Sesame Street. But it's all letters of the alphabet. You know, somebody blows into town some strange letter of the alphabet, like maybe a W or a Q, a Z.
Yeah.
Doesn't get along with anybody.
One of the weird ones, yeah. K. Yeah.
Be good. I think it would be good to dramatize the relationship between Q and U, because U is able to get along really well by itself, but Q is completely codependent. Like, that's toxic as far as I'm concerned, that relationship between the Q and the U.
It's like Batman and Alfred or...
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean... I feel like maybe Q is a lot more committed to the relationship than U is. I think U wants to see other people, so it's one of those sort of we're in an open relationship. It's ethical non-monogamy, but Q is not happy about it.
Yeah,
okay? Q's not seeing anybody else, but U is.
Yeah, I guess it could be like a Wreck-It Ralph and Penelope, or no, what's her name? Vanellope, something like that.
Vanellope,
I think that's her name. Her Sarah Silverman's character?
Be a great name for a bug, a Penelopeed. If anybody has a pet centipede, you can call it Penelopeed, if you want. You don't have to.
Could you please?
Mm.
Yeah, Vanellope von Schweetz.
What about this as a movie? Centipede Human, okay? And it's a mad scientist.
Yeah,
and
he stitches
a whole lot of centipedes together into the shape of a human.
Yep. Right? The two of their heads are attached to the butts. Oh, no, to the shoulders.
Yeah. the shoulders. I think a centipede is one of those few creatures that is almost all shoulder.
I think it's
shoulder all the way down, everywhere you look.
Dislocated my everything.
Yeah. If you want a shoulder to cry on, you couldn't dream for anyone better than a giant centipede. Because they're all shoulder. I mean, it wouldn't would be nice to cry onto, though, that sort of hard shell-like stuff they've got.
No, yeah. But you know what would be good? Let's say, like, instead of, like, when you age, instead of just, like, having to age, we didn't age by going around the sun. Let's say we were just near the sun and just rotating, right?
Yeah.
Just like we normally are, but we're not going around the sun. Everything was fixed, yep. Right? Except for we're still spinning. We still get night and day and all that kind of stuff. But it's just a normal temperature all the time. You know, none of this hot, cold sometimes, cold, hot sometimes. Yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. Right? And instead of aging by going around the sun, we would age by just getting an extra version of ourselves behind us. So,
oh, interesting.
So you would just kind of like, sort of like splitting in half, but you would just kind of like, you would move one up and then your old you would be at the back. So you'd have all these baby yous right at the end.
Yeah.
You would kind of go into this tiny tail.
Sure.
You know, this tail of smaller and smaller fetuses.
Yeah. Yeah, but then the person, the oldest person is at the front, right, steering the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then as you get very elderly, you get worse and worse at that kind of executive functioning task.
Yeah.
And you'd be driving the entire chain off the road all the time.
You think?
Off the footpath.
Yeah, how it would be hard connected? For driving.
Eh? How are you connected? How are
just
you connected?
Like a bit of skin that kind of goes from the shoulders and into like, you know, like the front belly area, chest kind of thing.
I bet
like
do all these ones behind you, do they still need to eat and stuff? Do they still have separate consciousnesses?
No, I don't think that they are any different. They just say the same thing that you're saying.
Right, they just echo that sentiment.
Yeah, but all at the same time so that it sounds more powerful. You know, you sound wiser.
Oh, that's nice.
This is why the elderly these days don't get respected as much for their wisdom, because they don't sound so wise because they're saying things like, how do I do this on the iPad? Can you show me how to unsubscribe?
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
It's stuck. They say stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can't get out of this chair, that kind of thing. And it's not very dignified.
Yeah, but in this future, they won't be able to have just regular chairs because they'll be so long.
When I'm elderly, right, I'm going to try and remain in control, right? But I don't mean like in control of my bodily functions, because that won't be possible. But I'll try to make it seem like my choice, right? So mentally in control, I'm going to be like, I'm going to try and do things on my terms. So if I feel like I'm about to shit myself, I'm just going to shit myself straight away so I can do it on my terms.
Right. And that's what you would want? You would want to shit yourself as soon as you feel it?
As soon as I feel even a little anything coming on, I'm shitting myself straight away. And I'm saying, I'm going to say, I'm choosing to do this. I'm choosing to shit myself.
It's not all that different from having no control whatsoever, is it?
I don't know.
It's a state of mind. You go, I want this. As soon as you feel it, you go, I want this.
Yeah.
And then I guess you give it a little extra push instead of letting it slip out.
But then, you know, you get those people, you know, if you were in a situation where somebody was threatening your life, right, and they were saying, like, I'm going to kill you, right, maybe the only power you've got in that situation is to then take your own life so they don't get the satisfaction. And that's what I'm going to be like with shitting myself.
Yeah. some of those people who are like, you know, they're like, oh, should I fart? Because this could actually, it feels like I could follow through. You go, well, this means I definitely have to go and push as hard as I can. Because I'm not going to let the
incontinence
risk of shitting myself. Yeah.
I'm not going to give incontinence the satisfaction.
Yeah. Not letting incontinence win by shitting yourself.
It's an awful bit of talking that I just did, and I'm sorry that I said
no. That's good.
Said that kind of stuff.
Andy, we could go to three words from a listener.
I think now's the time.
Be willing to listen.
Now that
to
we've
me,
got all those solid sketch ideas locked away, I think we should go to.
I think we've got some pretty good stuff here today.
No, great.
I just got to rewrite this word. Oh, I've made it worse. Made it less clear. All right, Andy. Today's words come from a listener called Martin Honnell.
Martin Honnell.
Martin Honnell, because you know it's like H-A-H, but with the A, it's got the umlaut.
Yeah,
the umlaut.
I love that. And then really, the really makes you open your mouth.
Honnell. So today, Martin, if that is his real name, sent through drei Worte von einem Zuhörer. You know,
three words from a listener.
Worte, yeah. Von einem Zuhörer. Horror. three Worte, words, von, from, einem,
a.
Zuhörer.
Zuhörer.
So, okay. So do you want to try to guess what the first Worte is?
Okay, are they German words? Can I ask that? Or is this a misdirect, one of your classic?
I don't think I'm allowed to answer that.
Okay, the first word is worst, W-U-R-S-T, worst.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Andy, it's not worst, it's narzig. which Google Translate tells me means gritty.
Okay, narzig. Second word is Leipzig.
Leipzig? I'm sorry, no. It's Rotlich. Rotlich, maybe. Which Google Translate tells me is reddish.
Mm, okay, gritty, reddish. Okay.
Now think before you speak.
Can I have the first two words in German again, please?
Nachzig, Rotlich. Nachzig, Rotlich,
red,
Rotlich,
hey? gritty, reddish.
Do you want the first letter of the last word?
The final word is Schadenfreude.
You can say the German word for or something like that if you want. Oh, you said Schadenfreude?
Yeah.
No, it's Schmierfett, which of course means grease.
Gritty, reddish, grease. Now, do these words do they rhyme in any way in this language?
Nachzig, rotlich, Schmierfett.
No, they
don't
rhyme.
German rhyme. I mean, they all feel.
Yeah.
You know, icky to say a little bit. Nachzig, rotlich, Schmierfett.
I used to be very annoyed by, there was a popular video that went around in the early days of one of the video sharing things where it was somebody doing, you know, words in different languages, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd do like the words for butterfly and they'd be like, butterfly. Papillon, and then they'd get to the German one, and they'd go Schmetterling, and you're you're saying it in a fucked up voice, Schmetterling, yeah. Schmetterling. It sounds really nice. It's a cute word. You're like,
that's right. No, I know. There's still people like on Instagram and stuff doing that kind of stuff now.
Of course there are. Of course there are. It's the, you know.
You know, there's a market for that exact kind of stuff.
Yeah, and they fucking crush it. They kill. Hacks kill, man.
Much in the same way that there's a market out there for gritty, reddish grease. Now, I had something similar to that a couple days ago by frying up some chopped up chorizo.
Right? Gritty,
which
reddish.
Which then leaves some, you know, kind of caramelized, hardened bits in that red, now red grease.
Yeah, sure. I made teriyaki salmon a couple of nights ago.
Oh,
highly recommend
teriyaki.
Teriyaki salmon. It was terrific.
What is Terry short for?
Terrence. If you're talking about human names,
yes, Terrence Aki.
Of course,
not good.
To give it its full name. Terrence. Would anyone like to go out for some Terrence Aki? I'm going out for Terrence Arkey with my R not. It's my aunt.
That was a good callback.
We're having a formal dinner.
Well, Andy, I don't know if I've discussed this. I think I discussed this when I did a little bit of a stream on Twitch not that long ago, but a wearable grease.
Ah, it's a good idea.
Have I discussed this with you, a wearable grease?
Now, how you know, is this different to body paint?
No, because this, you know, like sometimes you see, like, you know, like picture scooping a full handful of Vaseline.
Yeah, a glob. Right? Yeah.
And then having that full glob, but it's full body size. Like, so it's partially transparent, but also it mostly, if it's thick enough, you can't see anything underneath there.
Yeah, right?
And I'm picturing, like, there's just essentially like a tub, like an open, almost like a shower kind of thing that kind of like oozes it out on both sides like a lip balm. And you just walk fully nude through it.
Yep.
You know, it almost holds itself up like an archway, like an arch does. Right? And you just walk through it and then you are ready for the day. And it's a way of people just, you know, firstly revolutionizing fashion. But also, you know, as you get sort of a bit filthier when you don't try as hard, you know, because you're just like, you're not leaving the house.
That's true.
You get greasier.
What's the hardest thing to get off your clothes? Grease. Well, what if your clothes were already made of grease? Exactly. Sorry, grease stains. You just made me better dressed.
Yeah. Oh no, I dripped some oil from my kebab all over myself. Now I am more dressed. I am better dressed. Now I've added little color.
Yeah, now you can literally dress yourself with dressing. That's assuming that oil and grease are the same thing. They're not really. There's no food grease. There's food
grease
oil.
Grease is probably just like...
There's no food grease.
It's just oil.
Margarine?
Eh?
Would you say margarine is food grease?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I think it's just solid state oil.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Now, does this feel like enough to you? Are you okay with this?
I'll take it. I'll take it. I've got to go collect my children from their schooling. But I mean, yeah, the gritty component, the gritty red grease.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, that's what happens if you fall into the in the Australian deserts.
Well, or on the surface of Mars.
On the surface of Mars. Now, of course, the problem, Mars would be a perfect place to wear this because it's much colder.
Yeah, great.
You see, because I think if you're wearing it in the Australian outback, there's a chance when you hit those 40-degree days that your grease will start slipping off your body.
Oh, no. When somebody says, let me slip into something more comfortable.
Yeah.
Well.
You could actually like slide along a big... Yeah. Like, you know, what's one of those slippery dips there?
Yeah,
you
know, a slippery dip. Is there another word for it? You run and dive onto the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just a slippery dip.
Yeah.
One I'm going to slippery newer, dip into something more comfortable.
The worst of the... new episodes of Bluey was about that, one of those.
Oh.
It's not that bad. It was just not as good as others.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a thing to keep up to. They've got a reputation.
Yeah, standard.
Standard, that's it.
Shall I take you through the sketch ideas?
Yes.
Seeing by cutting your eye.
Perfect. Perfect. No notes.
Poking. What was that say? Pocking. Rocking. I don't remember what that says, but tongues... Tongue taste buds can hurt, and therefore our touch and taste buds. This is all part of the same idea.
It's, oh, great. Yeah, it's all part of the same idea. They all flow together.
A mental pilot / proof of concept. It's a mental pilot is, of course, your first mental episode.
I like sizzle reel. A mental sizzle reel.
And then there's also you're having a mental box set.
Mm.
Mental sizzle reel.
You can put that in your stand-up, Alistair.
Ooh.
You absolutely can.
Sizzle reel's a bit too industry, I think, but
fine.
But it will kill at an industry.
It's fun
concept.
To say.
You know, because if sizzle somebody in the reel. Industry has had a mental breakdown, then you can joke about them having a mental box set
good.
Or sizzle reel.
It'd be really good. Fortunately, no one in the entertainment industry ever struggles with their mental health in a public way that people are aware of. They're all very stable, normal people.
Yes. We got seasoning the tongue before kissing. We've also, what was that say? Marinating. You know, then we've got the American Unusuals songbook, which is the opposite of the American Standards songbook. Then we got the saliva-based nests from birds called swallows, should be called spits. You did it. We've got a blue car. It's not blue. It's a car.
The car is blue, is it?
Is blue. Is blue. I thought you said it was a car. Anyway, I think it's very good. Seeing a Statue of Liberty. It was Earth all along. Anyway, got centipede aging. What was the other centipede idea that you had? Something to cry on.
No, centipede I was trying to human. Get to that. No, I was saying the centipede human instead of the human centipede.
Sorry, I got to write that down. Yeah. Centipede human. Mm. Oh, very good, Andy. You could make a little comic of that. And not letting incontinence win by shitting yourself. And then we've got wearable grease.
On my own terms.
Andy, that was a great first episode since, you know, we turned 10 years old.
Correct. Was this episode 386?
I think so.
Wow.
That's what I believe.
I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us.
Oh. Okay. See, that's from the American non-standard songbook.
Yes.
And we love
this. Like, honey, we love you. Sorry.
Bye.
Bye. Listen to our podcast.